Yeah, it's about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgian skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings, all facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, then follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
Yeah, y'all good.
Hey, yo, good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy, Handsome Lie, in the building. Just made it. It was a great night last night. If you didn't come, it was a celebration for our one-year anniversary. You know, we appreciate everybody that pulled up. But we'll talk about it in a little bit. Let my team introduce themselves. Let's go. What's up?
Y'all already know what it is. Look into my eyes, you know what I mean?
Light skin for no reason.
I like your boy. Yeah.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, aka Georgie.
You know, it's everybody's favorite immigrant, Tanya. I'm here.
Oh, shit. And special guest we got in the building. Let them know who you be.
What's up, man? I go by the name of Freshie with a PH, aka Way.
What? Yes. And again, like I said, well, I touched on it earlier. We had our 1 year anniversary last night at Lux, and I think everybody that came out had a pretty good time. It was decent. How was your experience last night?
I walked out the strip club with singles in my thong.
You was getting tipped?
Nah, my boyfriend was there with me, so he was just wilding. But I literally was walking out, pulling shit out of my damn clothes. Like, it was wild.
Mm. Then you had a good time last night?
It was a lot going on. That's all I'm going to say. I had a good time, but it was a lot going on.
Danny, who was best dressed last night?
You were best
Black
dressed.
Black was definitely.
I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. But you did your thing.
I ain't gonna lie.
How he got best dressed.
Me and talking. I said, yo, Black got you the
I said, I had on the baby name jacket.
It was a cool fit. I had to give him this pop.
Yeah, I had the camo jacket on.
Yo, he had a camo baby name jacket.
The brand new phone posits with the baby name shirt.
He had to show his little Supreme boxes.
The Supreme boxes, Supreme pants. It was crazy, you know?
Yeah, he definitely. I thought you was going for the win. You kept your jacket. I said, how you get your jacket?
I took it off after a while. Bro, but it was fine.
That was my third choice. I had two more outfits. And my fiance was like, "Nah, just go with this one. We gotta go." I'm about to be late out this motherfucker.
Hey, baby, I'm gonna wear all three. I'm gonna switch every hour.
I would have killed him if I did that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, that jacket was hard. So when I see the jacket, I say, "Yo, Dan, you lost. I'm sorry."
Somebody gotta do it.
But how you feel about the party? How you like the celebration last night? Happy anniversary to everybody, you know, here right now, too. You know, 1 year, we're going to do it better. If y'all don't know, this is our season finale. We're going to, this is our last show for the year. Next year, we don't come back strong, so don't go nowhere. You know, last show for the year, so, yeah, that's why we had our little anniversary jump off. But, Black, tell us how you feel about that joint last night.
Party was good, man. Party was good. Everybody had fun. Everybody drunk for free. They seen 15 of them things come on out, and then the behavior just went south.
Yeah.
One dude took his shirt off. He forgot who he was. He just took his shirt off out this motherfucker. Security like, yo, dude.
Shout out to Ronnie. That could Ronnie go anywhere.
I don't care how much you spend it, dude. Put your shirt
Ryan Goon. Yo, get
shout
you a belt.
Shout out to Ronnie.
We starting to go fund you for Ronnie to get a belt, man. I'm tired of seeing his ass out. All right, Ronnie, get you a belt, boy.
About
go
to get an uppercut
though
a couple of times, like I had to let him know, like, Ronnie, I can fight.
He was paying mad tuition last night too. Like, Ronnie was paying some bills
Ronnie
last
was
night.
Yo, he was tricking.
He was doing it. That's a good look. Definitely again, y'all, shout out to everybody that came out last night. It was a good time. Way to celebrate. And let's finish this season off with a bang, man. We don't get into these topics. All right. Today's going to be like, we're going to touch on like a serious topic right now. We're going to, before we get to back to our laughter and stuff, because, you know, this is what we do. We talk on every topic. So we're going to talk about domestic violence or whatever. So the first question of domestic violence is, do you know anyone that experienced domestic violence or have you experienced it?
Start with black. Go that way.
I would say start with black. Black, if you know.
Nah. I don't know anyone directly that have been in those shoes. But I will say that, you know, domestic violence is a two-way street because sometimes it could be the female abusing the actual guy as well. But everyone should keep their hands to themselves at all times. But I do feel like in Baby Boy, Jody was justified, you know what I mean? Because she kept hitting, you know what I mean? He was telling her chill. And then it's like the irritation got to like, and he just backslapped her, you know what I mean? So that to me is justified. If someone keep on hitting you, you know what I mean? I think females sometimes abuse the actual fact that men are not supposed to hit them back, so they try to overdo it. No, if he might let you get away with one, and two might be the y'all, I'm telling you right now, but at the third one, then listen, you was ready to play the game. And it is what it is from right there.
Okay. Go to the girl first. Guy, Danny. You know anybody who's experienced that? Been in a relationship like that?
I have. I mean, it wasn't a friend or anything like that. It was somebody that I knew. But, yeah, to me, it was more of, I felt like she didn't know nothing better. Like, she didn't know anything other than that. You know, some women or whatever, or men think that when you react a certain type of way, that that's a sign of love. Yeah, like a sign of love or whatever. And I felt like she might have felt that way because she was getting punched in the face and she was pregnant. So, you know, yeah. I don't condone it. I feel like, but I also feel like if you put your hands on somebody, you have to be prepared to get hit back, regardless of what your gender is. So, just be careful.
Fresh.
Yeah, I actually know a couple people, man, just, you know, seeing stories all around, but I'm not a big fan of it, man. I hate it. I just feel like in a relationship, man, if it constantly goes there, you need to just get out of it. You get what I'm saying? I see a lot of females get stuck and just, like, keep going back to somebody that abused them. I don't get it. I don't understand it, you know, but I heard that form of love type, man, which is weird. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Love is love, man. You feel me? You take care of somebody that you love. You don't hurt them, you know? So I'm not a fan of it, man. I will never do it, you know, never put my hands on a woman. That's just, like, something that I don't do. You know, it's just, if you tired, man, get out of the situation, man. Don't, for a woman and a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, just leave, man. It's not worth it, you know? Especially, you know, you got jail, you got, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some people be having kids around here and went, like, I just don't get it, man. I'm not a big fan of it. Just get out of the situation, man. I pray for anybody that's going through it, though, too, man, for real, because it's not a good situation.
I knew a chick that she was going through it, man. She actually died. She died running from the nigga. Like, but she kind of thought it was cute. Like, oh, he loved me. That's why he be doing crazy shit like that. Da, da, da. She used to be like that. And then one day he was chasing her ass to beat her, and she was running, and she got hit by a car and shit. So
That's crazy.
But she used to make excuses.
There was events that led to that.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes they make
excuses.
But chicks
be liking that. They be liking that. They be saying,
he slapped the shit out of me, but it's all right.
Oh, you know he crazy. My man is crazy.
They like that.
Why would you be with somebody crazy? I don't want nobody crazy.
Even though love make you a little crazy, shouldn't make you abusive. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And domestic violence don't even got to be straight physical. You could be like
emotionally, verbally
abusing somebody, make somebody feel little that they don't want to do nothing else in life. So it goes way past just being physical.
Yeah. And women do that a lot, throwing stuff back in men's face, especially if
they don't think
men don't do that.
But no,
nah,
women,
you always do that.
Do
it's not just women; it's men too. And
people in general,
I think men.
I think men do it more because
I think women do it more.
Women do it
like,
more.
No, I'm not even defending a man, bro, but I just feel like women, y'all mouths are crazy. I'm like, damn, I've never been so many words in my life.
you ain't shit.
And it's like,
nigga.
Why? Like, when is enough? And I was
but
like,
what
you
about your
to
actions? We can become verbally abusive. Men, you become emotionally abusive in a sense because it's like we verbalize how we feel. You guys take action. So we're telling you how we feel. Our normal reaction is to love you. regardless. You know what I mean? That's our norm. We want to love you. We want to take care of you or whatever. But when you continuously do things, it frustrates us. And then it causes us to lash out. And only way we know how to lash out is verbally. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
So we might call you a bunch of names because our feelings are hurt. You know, so.
Tanya, drop some shit on us, girl.
I'm quiet because I'm listening to everybody, and you know, I'm getting outsider's perspective, but let me talk from an insider. I was in a relationship that had that type of vibe to it. Went on for,
and thank God for leaving, girl. Yeah. Clap for leaving.
Fun.
Clap. That nigga ain't had to touch you, girl.
We were together for 2.5 years, and I'll say just, with all the theories everyone has about it, let me tell you this. The first time, like, the person you love and the person you think is going to protect you puts their hands on you, you're in disbelief. Like, it's never, all your thinking goes, and it's like your world becomes surreal. Because it's like, your equilibrium is thrown off. You know, who do you run to now? Who is gonna stand by you? And then you're thinking, you wake up and get up next morning, you still love this person. Like, what are the repercussions that could happen to him if I come out? What's gonna happen if my family come out? This is when I was in Guyana, and you know, Guyanese people, to some extent, is part of our culture. A lot of women do go through it in their homes, and they keep it to themselves.
I heard, like, Guyana, if a man beats you up, that means he really wants you.
You a dickhead.
You're an asshole.
You a fucking dickhead.
You're an asshole.
But, you know, just it's hard dealing with it, especially in that culture. It got bad. It got to the point where my family found out, but because, once again, it's like, it's part of the culture. It's kind of like, well, we could intervene and hurt him, but after we hurt him, you still in love with him. You go back to him. It's like, you're countering what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I remember my big brother, came to me. My big brother is like, he has little words. He's the one, my one sibling I learned the most from. He said the least to me. Mm-hmm. He came up to me one time, and he was like, so I know you love him. And I know y'all probably can get back together, but I'll tell you this. Next time he hits you, I will kill him. And once my big brother says that, he means it. He's not bullshitting. He's not sugarcoating. He means it. And that's when I knew it was at a point where it's like crazy. My ex is somebody I was going to marry. This is the reason I didn't marry him. Everybody want to know why I didn't marry my first fiance. You know, that's why. That's the main reason why. You know, I got issues having kids now because of him. Because of some of the shit he did.
He beat your ovaries up?
It got bad to the point where, you know, now me having kids is affected by that situation. So that's like the length certain things can go. And it was hard to get out, you know, and I remember when I moved on from him, he was still coming back in my life. And the person I was seeing literally picked him off of me, like trying to choke me out and kill me. Like, I was about to pass out with a man's hands around my throat, you know, because I wanted to leave him. Because even leaving is never like, I'm going to leave you. If a man is that crazy, he will find you, you know. So I think it's more important to let somebody know if that situation and the person helps guide you out of it. It's never going to be overnight.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, like, the flip side. Like, why isn't a man taken serious in a heterosexual relationship complaining about domestic violence?
Because
that's the problem.
And that's the problem.
And that's the problem right here. Because
that's the biggest
problem.
Men get
abused a lot.
Men get abused, and it's like, you're looked at like less of a man if you complain about it. I it's like, this world, you can't win as a man.
Facts.
Well, I'm not even like trying to defend men, but
you gotta defend.
No. I understand that, but I, like, son, I'm a fair person. You feel me? Like, if it's right, it's right. It's wrong, it's wrong. But men, we looked at not as macho if we complain about something. Like even with rape, I seen, you know, I heard about men getting raped, and it's like, I've you looked at it like, son, rape me. That's what you say when shit, I wish I would get raped. But do you really? Like, it's something you really don't want.
Not a good feeling.
It's yo, men, man. We're like this this notion that we're just so macho, which we are. We, you know, we still got the feeling. We're all human, and we have the same feelings. You understand? We hurt the same. We, you know,
women think it's cute when they put their hands on you,
it's not
and knowing
really
that
cool,
you really ain't
man.
Gonna hit them. That's still domestic violence. Women that mush you, slap you, Like when she trying to grab your phone, you saying no, she hitting you. That's domestic violence.
Or throw things back in your face. You might lose your job. She might be paying the bills. And
bum ass nigga. Yeah, like, what?
That you breaks know a man down. Hard,
you know I can't
that
even
breaks
disagree.
A man down.
Like, you can't.
I can't.
Not only do it
men
hurt,
go
that's
through
wrong,
domestic violence more than women.
First of all,
let me get this off. Not only do that hurt.
This is the men's show today.
We don't do that hurt. That's wrong. And you know why it's wrong? Because men do it for women all the time. 95% of the time, men are doing it for women, and they
that's
are looked at as a good dude.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
But when the woman have to pay the bills and hold down the fort, you ain't shit. You ain't a real man. You ain't this. But then as soon as you make it, guess what? This same chick will want you to want her now.
Yeah,
no, when I was fucked up, you wasn't here.
Man,
you was
bro.
Talking all this spicy shit. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to take my talent to South Beach.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. No, but seriously, like, I don't want to go too far with it, man. But, man, we get a real raw end of the stick. And I'm not going to go too far. Like, even when it comes to child support and custody of the kid, why is it always to the woman? Like, mm-hmm. Where's the assessment? We should be like, you sit there and you say, this is what I have. This is what she has. This is why we should do joint custody. So mm-hmm. It's like, and then you got to, I don't get it. It's like, we're designed to be these monsters and now we're, nah, man.
It's unfair.
It's wild. So I think it's hand in hand with the child support, the domestic violence. It's the same thing. And the custody of the kids, it's like women, y'all get away with murder. Sometimes y'all get away
literally.
With murder, yeah. man. And I'm not defending all men, because some niggas are fucked up. Mm-hmm. But women, y'all use the system against us at times. You
take
know what I'm saying?
Advantage.
Like, yeah, hell yeah. Which anybody would, I don't blame y'all.
I wouldn't say anybody.
I don't blame women for doing it, because if it's there, you're going to do it. Anybody, you know what I'm saying? But.
Right.
Government, we gotta come up with better, like, you know,
situational,
it's not situational.
It's not fair.
It's
put
man
a good
versus
man
woman
out there.
Instead of Tyrone versus Tanya. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? You know, seriously, it's just man versus woman, and that's where you lose. You gotta assess every situation different, because we're all different. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Daniel.
Oh, y'all starting?
Damn, Daniel.
Y'all starting?
Danny.
Don't start with me today. I got time. I got time today.
You got more time than me.
Jokes on deck.
Go. Danny, how do you feel about this question? Why is it men taking it serious?
I feel like people look at men like you're a pussy if a woman is saying something to you or if she's
do you know women that hit men?
Yes.
And is that right? Have you ever reached out and said, that's not right?
Yeah, it's not right. If you and
have you
a
ever
lot
hit
of
a
women,
man?
Yes.
Have you thought you was gonna get hit back?
Yes.
Did you?
No.
You should have.
He didn't hit you back.
I punched him right in his face.
See that shit?
Yeah. He deserved it.
You would have went to the
nobody
mouth.
Deserves to get punched in the face.
At
physical
the time,
violence.
Yes, he did. My
shit.
Feelings were
physical
hurt. Trying to play me like I was pussy.
Physical violence is not
it's
the
not,
answer.
It's not, but I was a little younger. Right. You know what I mean? But I punched him
it's
right.
It's never
in his
the
face.
Answer.
Like you hurt me.
But you see,
I'm not gonna go out and do something crazy to hurt you. No,
they want
to
be the female and the man.
No.
They want to.
That's
the they want to. No. Yeah, they want to be. She want to be. She want to get Timberlands and some red bottoms. Yo, you want to be calling me?
Hey, yo, you missing? Danny had on shoes last night.
You gotta pick one.
Danny had on shoes. I walk very well.
Why she like these? I love these shoes. Next thing she like, humming up. Pick one up.
He know I had shoes on.
Then he had shoes on last night.
So what? And I got my sneakers on today. It's okay.
She had shoes on last night.
But it's not about being a man or the woman. Your personality is your personality. For y'all information, I do not think that I am a man. I don't want to be a fucking man. But I am a tougher girl.
And
a shut the fuck up. But that's just what it is. I'm a tougher girl. That's it. I don't want to be a man.
Respect
I am
that.
Who I am.
But you punching niggas in the face. That's not cool.
But that I was
if a
young.
Nigga was just straight
was
punch
young.
You in the face.
I was young. And he hurt me. So.
Is that the only man you ever hit?
I've fought boys before.
I
like
mean
what?
Like in a relationship. Do you hit your partner?
No, I don't hit my partner. No, I don't.
I don't see. Are you the abuser in the abusive relationship? This is why you can't keep one because you like fucking niggas up.
That could make sense.
Leave that here alone. That
could make sense.
My nigga, why these eggs ain't scared when they...
Nah, it is what it is. Look.
That's crazy.
No, I'm not just putting my hands
you're
on people.
You're not the abuser?
No, I'm not the abuser.
Okay,
at
some people
all.
Think tough love is real love.
No, tough love is not real
good.
Love.
Good, I'm glad you're not one of those types.
Real love is real love.
Ty, have you been an abuser? Do you hit men?
I punch a guy in the face.
Do you beat Cookie? Do you make his cookie crumble?
Yo, you're just a alone. He in the comments lying right now saying he's trying to leave the relationship.
Shout out to Cookie, you was there last night.
Yeah, my baby was there. But no, I don't hit guys because I am adamant about just kind of being in a situation and coming out of one. I also dislike seeing women provoke men because provocation's real. Like, and a lot of women ride the wave of, I'm a woman, you're not supposed to hit me.
Yeah.
So I'll say like what that. I want, I do what that. I want, whatever, and if you don't touch me, because if you touch me, if you touch me, stop. One, the law is on my side if you touch me. The society's on my side if you touch
real
me.
Real quick, when is it okay for a man to hit a woman back?
If you're, let me say,
You push me, you hit me, you punch me. Listen. I'm like, yo, stop. You hit the fuck out of me.
Listen.
When is it okay for me to jab you in your face?
It is never.
As soon as, she's not listening to instructions, and you got
to do it. You a dickhead.
No, you said this out loud.
I just told you, call
no,
that.
No, instructions, bro. Now you said out loud.
When is it okay for a man to, like, all right, fuck you. Like, you tell your friend, like, well, bitch, you hit him about 5 times.
Listen,
I'm not going to nigga, this is why I'm the MC. Look at the mic. This is why I'm the MC. I'm asking you the questions that go, bro. Yes, I am. Cut the fuck up. All right, go.
Fuck you.
Go.
It is never okay for anybody to hit anybody. However, if a situation comes up and somebody is being provoked, I am not surprised somebody gets hit in their face or hurt or somebody backlashes, because provocation is not a emotion only women have. It's an emotion both sexes feel. The same way a man can provoke a woman with words and just roughing her up, the same way goes with a woman doing it to a man. It's not about you're a man, you're supposed to be more resilient. Like, men hurt, y'all got emotions, y'all over here venting for the past couple minutes, like, you know, and it's hard. People always say, oh, just walk away, but sometimes it's not even that fucking easy to walk away. Somebody's just dragging your integrity, your character. You don't work the entire fucking day. Yeah. This she made you feel like you're not doing nothing. Then she keep going at you, going at you, going at you, going at you, going at you. If you keep punching, punching some a wall, a one place all the time, at one point, if it's one of them, not a concrete wall, a regular wall, if you keep punching it, it's going to get weak at one point, and it's going to come a point in time your hand going to go through. If you keep jabbing something, it weakens it up. It's not about strength no more. So if you provoking the fuck out of a nigga and he hits you, I'm not saying he's right, but I'm not saying you right either. You probably look
hold
for
on,
it.
Hold on, real quick.
Y'all
got to
stop putting down dudes that don't have money, ladies.
Oh,
it's not
something.
Our fault,
no,
all right?
Not yet. A woman just
we can afford to be broke. No, let us be broke too, yo.
No,
nah,
we broke.
Dead ass.
You
let us be broke because y'all be going crazy
because
the dude don't got no
money.
We
all men of integrity here. How long does it take, right? For you to actually put your hands on a woman. Is it like a pushing point? Like, say if a chick, now I've seen this shit like on YouTube clips and all, bitch hits a nigga in the face, spitting a nigga face, all types of shit.
Very quick story.
Do you smack? Look, this is the thing though, right? Cause I'm against hitting women too, but I think after a while, it's two things you gotta do. One deserves a smack, and one deserves a nice grab, slam to the floor.
That's me, boy.
What deserves a smack, and what deserves a grab? Oh,
shit, I can't. Well, let me say this. I've,
like I've seen you personally hit a woman. So.
No, you got me.
Wait.
Listen. I'm gonna say this. Real quick, I was talking to this chick from freaking Harlem, like in my like early 20s. I'm still in college and shit. I'm throwing parties and shit, and whatever. I cut her off. I didn't like her little ways of moving or whatever. So I was like, I'm out, get out of here. Mm-hmm. So I don't talk to the girl for 3 months. Then I got this big party coming up. The girl comes to the party with her friend, all dressed up and all that. So you know, females sometimes when you break up with them or things don't work out, they're going to put the story out there to benefit them. Oh, he was liking me, but I didn't like him, or I didn't, whatever. So now she must have been feeding all this to her friend. So now when they come to the party, I'm not really showing her any attention. I'm just working and doing my thing, entertaining other people. So now her friend is like, how come he ain't on you like that? Mm-hmm. So to get my attention, she come up to me and she goes, you better act like you noticed me. And she give me like a little slap. And then she walked away. This is in the party. People was watching. So I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I just kept it pushing. I kept doing my thing, doing my thing. About an hour later, she come back to me again. Oh, you want to play stupid? It got a little harder. So, but whatever. I touch my face. My man's are crying. My man's on the side crying. I'm like, yo, fuck that shit. I ain't worried about shit. Whoa. So now I'm outside. I'm talking to the security guards and shit and all that. So Shorty leaves now. Shorty leaving. So she goes, walk me to a cab. Make sure I get a cab. Like, I'm like, all right, cool.
And you walked
her. I walked in a cab. I'm trying to get her the fuck out of here.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know,
like, here. So boom, look, a cab come and stop. So she opens the door. No, I open the actual door. And before she got in the cab, she faces me. And she goes, you know what? I'm tired of your shit. I'm tired of all this little shit. You want to be funny tonight? Take this. She went down here with it.
Oh, she uppercut you?
Bah! Down south? What? Slapped the shit out of
me. She was taller than you?
No. Yo, my dog. Out of nowhere, my natural reaction. I slapped her in the cab. Like, she was sleeping. I slapped her in the cab. Bah! Like, that was my natural reaction because it was like, yo, what the fuck is going on here?
She done tried to three the hallway.
That was,
and
yeah,
shit.
She done tried to violate. That's the only time I ever like put this. Hands.
Nigga, so
I slapped
her
in the cab. Like, into the cab.
Right,
like,
funny.
She got some, like, older brothers, some, like, gangsters. She never called them, never. Like, she respected it.
Because she knew
She violated. She felt, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, but she felt it. And also, like, I put, like, Haitian, like, hot potatoes on it. Like, I put a lot into that shit. I said, what the? You know, your natural reaction is you don't want to get hit again. So you're hitting and not get hit again. So I just, let's end this fight. You know what I mean? And she just went home. You know what I mean? I mean, just black success.
Black success.
I mean, she made me wrinkle my fucking outfit. Like, this shit was crazy.
How about you?
I'm a grabber, man. I'm a grabber, man. It's not even a slam. It's just, yo, chill out, man. I got to talk to you. And I feel like women don't listen until you grab them up. Like, you got to hold their hand still and make their brain work. Like, because when they moving them hands, they brain not on. But when you, something about them hands to the side, they feel defenses and they really get to look you in your eye like, he's not playing. Like, yo, one more of those, I promise you, I'm going to break all this.
Bill calm, right?
One thing I learned, raising your voice as high as them.
No, you gotta be calm. Calm is everything.
Because calm lets you know.
I'm not playing.
I'm here for this work.
Yes.
Everything you thought you was about a minute ago.
Yes, fresh
up. I'm about all that.
That's why you gotta learn. You gotta be calm.
Arms to the side and you look at them, baby.
Stop playing.
Listen to me. I'm about all this shit. I promise you. And yo, that shit works every time. Every single time. With the arms to the side. Something about the lock makes them feel defenseless.
And then they know you're not playing.
You can't get out. You like.
Like a straight jacket with just a two
arm. Do all this right here. Relax.
And some chicks are into that.
Yeah.
Some chicks want to let you know. You know, after that, you got his daddy. You got his daddy.
Sometimes girls feel wet like this.
Bend that ass over.
Yes, daddy.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Look at these crazy ass bitches. Look at these crazy hoes. But the BBWs, though, she fucking break ass. You wait. Them BBWs will break out ass. Them bitches don't play. They can fight. So them big chicks. They go fight, son. All right,
the last question is, like, why do you feel that people, when they get into, like, the victims of domestic violence, why do they feel, like, trapped? Like, there's no, like, no other place to go, no options, real quick, just to finish it off.
She touched it.
Yeah, for you, because you was in a relationship, so how long did it take you to get out of that, and why did you feel like you had, like, you was just staying there?
It's like a whirlpool of emotions. Cause one, this is somebody you love and you care for genuinely. So it's like just trying to fall in love, out of love with anybody. It's never easy. And then you start, of course, making excuses for it. There's maybe it's my fault. Maybe it's his history. Maybe he was angry. Maybe I did something to egg him on. And the excuses, I think, is what starts to prolong it. And then there's the how do you address domestic violence? One, without getting shit really hot, because depending on who your family are, if you say he hit me, some family could light the whole shit up. Or you could tell somebody he hit me and they're like, bitch, you probably did something. You know, so then it's like, depending on, you don't know who to say what to because you don't know what their reaction is going to be. And then there's just wanting to help them, just wanting it to be a one-time thing. It happened one time, we can get past it. It happened twice, we can get past it. Let me make sure it never happens again. Mm-hmm. So all these things you start doing prolongs it. And then there's a point where it gets to like, yo, I got to get out of this or else I may not get out of this alive. And I think that's one thing my big sister told me. She was like, he's a type who looks like he will kill you and then kill himself. And he's like, and I really want to see I want to dance at my little sister's wedding because I'm the baby. So she was like, I'm not going to tell you leave him, but I need you to understand what you're really fucking playing with, because we have friends, you know, my mother's been through this shit. My two of my sisters been through it. We almost call it like it's a generational curse in the family, but you know, they told me that off of what they went through, but it's, I got out of that because I just personally got tired of it. I was like, I can't do this shit no more. And I moved on and I found somebody else. And the person I moved on to literally bought a gun for my fiance, because my fiance wouldn't leave me alone. Oh. After I broke up with him, he was like, listen, he's like,
that's real man shit. He about to shoot that.
He was like, because he never used to be around, and he told my dad, and my dad got his strap too. My dad was like, listen, my dad came up to me, he's like, listen to me. Everybody came and gave me a talk, like, listen to me. They're like, listen, I will go and I will take this motherfucker out right now. But I need you to let me know if it's okay, because I'm not gonna go do him something and put myself behind bars, and then you're still in love with him and still gonna feel a certain way.
There's also, and not saying you, but there's something wrong with the person that need all, like, you know it's wrong and you need everyone to come talk to you, everyone to just could to get insecure out of that. There's something wrong with
it's
you.
Not necessarily, that, it's not insecurity.
No, I said you could be.
It's not necessarily insecurity, but
it's something wrong. Something is wrong. Something is off.
It's nothing wrong. There's nothing right
and,
about
and,
it.
And it could be, it could, I can't. Yeah, it could be, it could
it's
be
not,
sex.
It wasn't even the sex.
It could be sex. It could be fair to be lonely. It could be fair to be alone. It could be
putting somebody before yourself and thinking that right, helps somebody. Right, like you think you can help him, so you stick through it.
Right. So I don't want to keep going, and we're not touching on that, because sometimes we all put it on the other person. It could be something wrong with you, because I gotta be fucked up in order to let you treat me fucked up and still be here every day.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Come home every day. Hey, babe, I'm here. Oh my God,
sweetie. Oh, shit, baby,
what?
It's hard. You can dance. That's one thing you don't have. You could be fly, but you can dance. Stop.
Big fact. Yes. Big fact, Jerry. We see you at the end of the video. That's you. That's you.
I got mad moves, Danny. I got mad moves. I swear to God.
I can't put it into words, but I can't put it into words, but it's hard to describe. It's out, like I said, outside looking in, y'all could, of sound mind, think of all the reasons. When you inside looking out, it's like, fuck, this don't make sense, but why I don't want to move forward, or why can't I move back? So,
but like you said, you can make excuses for the situation. So every time something happens, you're always thinking of the opposite or whatever. Yeah, he did this, but it only happened once. Yeah, he did this, but he was mad or whatever, and he was frustrated from this or whatever. Like, it could be a whole bunch of different things. And like I said, you could just be in that situation because you feel insecure and you feel like nobody's gonna love you. He might have broken you down emotionally, and
because usually a physical abuser abuses you emotionally. Yeah, also,
they break you down emotionally, like, and then they abuse you.
Like nobody wants you.
They make you feel like
nobody wants you.
I think that's it always goes hand in hand. So that's what I think a lot of people don't leave because of that. Because now the person who loves them convinced them that they're the only person who could love them.
Or some people don't even think that it's abuse.
Majority of those people who don't know what love is, they never seen love, so they're just thinking that's love.
That is very true.
So so we need more of that as well. We need more people to see what love is, what a real relationship is, because it,
you need to see the opposite in order to
really love someone. You wouldn't want to see them hurt, because that should have hurt you.
Very, very true.
When my fiance is upset, I'm upset. You understand? Only because I know I'm not gonna have a good day unless she have a good day. I know I ain't gonna be happy unless she happy. So whenever she's pissed off, I'm like, let me put a smile on this girl's face. If I could be good, like, you know what I mean? If I could be good, that's how the shit go.
And that's
your
love.
That's your job. You understand? So we gotta understand that. But I want Lai to keep the show going.
Hefe, like, handsome Lai, handling everything. But, nah, at the end of the day, though, if you're in a domestic abuse situation, you need to leave that shit. And also, I'm going to drop a number real quick. It's 1-800-799-7233. If you're in a situation like that, you need to leave. You feel like you're trapped. You're not trapped. You got to get out of that situation because it could be life or death at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to move on from there. Get to the next topic. What's the next topic? This is funny because this is the last show. I felt like we need to just ramble. We just gonna have a good time.
Oh God!
So we gonna talk about all types of fuckery today. Like fuck it, why not, man?
Oh God!
So it's the first topic of fuckery.
Fun.
We gonna talk about what's been going on. You seen like the Mason Cam shit or whatever? We gonna basically relate that to like frenemies. Like, is it? Do you have a friend or been friends with anyone that's like whenever? All right, before I get the question out, bitch. Like it always feels like it's like underlying hate. Like it always feel like whatever you do, even you help them, it always feel like they can hold something over you or have some shit to say, underlying hate type shit. So we're gonna talk about frenemies. Like how y'all feel about that shit? Like how you feel about frenemies?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fresh.
I'm pretty sure, man. Like I never seen so many part-time haters in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like I thought you was there for me. You feel me? Like, you know, it's so hard to really crack in this music game. You get what I'm saying? And when I first caught my first record, man, I seen a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? People that I thought was my dog. You feel me? Like, nigga, we grew up together. We played football together, basketball together. We my dog. And then you like, hey, all right, he not that nice. Like, what are we doing? Like,
wow.
You know that. This is how I feed my family and everything. You feel me? Like, if anything, you know how hard I work. You know, I go hard for everything. I go hard for, I'm repping the town. I just seen the town. Certain people in the town just, like, go against me. Like, I wasn't born and raised there. You feel me? But then when I go into town, it's all love. It's cookies and bubbles. You get what I'm saying? So that's
cookies
all day,
and bubbles,
man.
I can you know that too.
That's
like
all day, man.
Can you really be friends with like a friend of
you? Nah, you really can't, man, because you can't trust them. You get what I'm saying? Yo, look. My pops told me a long time, and he kills me every day. Like I just left my pops today. You feel me? I went over there. I went upstate just to chill with him and just vibe with him because he always give me a reset. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, listen, look. Remember why you here? Remember what you doing? You get what I'm saying? And understand, like you try to be friends with it, it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Like my pops. Real street dude, so he be mad at me because he feel like I'm too friendly. And I be like, yo, listen, man, sometimes you gotta keep your enemies close.
When's your birthday?
He like May 16th, Taurus.
Okay,
got it. Here you go.
Astrologist.
When's your birthday?
I hear all that keep the enemy shit close.
That's why you
but have at the same time, the know what you here for. You get what I'm saying? Don't be fake with these motherfuckers. You get what I'm saying? But sometimes you gotta bring a motherfucker in and know how he feel. You get what I'm saying? And ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't want no personal frenemies. You get what I'm saying? It's either you in or you out. You in the huddle, you out the huddle. You know what I'm saying? You calling plays. You help me call these plays. You designing them, or you out the huddle. You get what I'm saying? And that's it with me. I don't want to be friends with no part-time friend, and I don't need it. You get what I'm saying? I want to be a full throttle with it. What's up? You proud of me? I'm proud of you. You can read if somebody really not proud of you or not happy for you, because you can see it on their face. They can't hide the guilt. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want no parts of it, man. I don't want no parts. I don't want no part.
Got a whole song
and
about
just
that.
Just to bounce off of what Fresher is saying, it's like sometimes, you know, and it's like, I'm not gonna say I have a lot of them, but I have people that just feel like their blessing should have came first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not really like it's you personally. Mm-hmm. It's just like, damn, Jesus, how you gonna get this nigga the motherfucking the brand new Beamer before I get it? How you gonna get him a rollie? He got a rollie on. They be doing a rollie song. You know, Biggie Smalls said that shit, throw your rollies in the sky. And wait a second. Niggas been dreaming their whole life to finally get that rollie and still don't got that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, damn, how you give him that shit? You understand? So it's just like, whoever get the blessing first, sometime it discourages others because they're waiting on their time frame. When is it gonna be my time? Mm-hmm. And that makes them into the frenemies, into the haters. And like that whole Cam'ron Mace shit, sometimes it's like that. Mace was on first. Mace was a millionaire when fucking Cam'ron was trying to do his thing.
He put Cam on though.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it'd be the nigga that and be the nigga that you put on.
That'll
fucking show
you. You saw paid in full.
Instead of just giving you props. Like, damn, son, you doing your... Yo, dog, all I tell people is that the lobby and the roof got the same square feet. I promise you. It's going to hold the same amount of people. So the same way y'all can all be down, y'all can all be up. It doesn't hurt you to say, yo, son, you doing your thing. And if you doing your thing, that's what you're doing, dog. You understand? There's no need for underlying hate, but you can't stop how people feel because people don't want to be in the situations that they're in. You know, but blessings come at different times, man.
That's a fact. That's what I learned.
Blessings come in different forms, too.
Yeah, in different forms.
People always look for blessings, like a new car, new house. Like, they got motherfuckers driving new cars, new house, but got, like, 1 year to live.
Yep.
You know? So you got strength, you got 3 square meals. You might not be able to eat like Black or Peter Lugo all the time, but we could take our talents to Footprints and be happy.
Right.
We still got
some. Ain't nothing wrong with pasta.
But you gotta understand too, Black, that it's you touched on something. You said, you know, it's never about you. A person's hate is never about the person they're hating on. Right. It's always about them time.
Because they're not where they at.
They're not where they at, and you at where you want to be, and they're just upset that you're, like you said, you getting it before them, or like, why I couldn't do that? You didn't put yourself in this position to get here. Right. You can't be mad at me because I put in the work and I put myself in a position and you didn't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you see, I'm starting to see a lot of fakeness, a lot of, you know what I mean? A lot of fakeness, a lot of friends, like people don't shout for you when you're doing good or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't, I see that, I'm starting to see that a whole lot. And I'm like, okay.
Your skits is buzzing. Your skits went over 1 million. I ain't even share your shit, cause I'm tight.
Danny went viral. I'm like,
Daddy Well viral more than once.
Yeah, she went viral a couple times.
She's a repeat offender. Like, don't even do that.
I'm not sharing her shit. I said 1.5 million. I ain't sharing this shit, man.
But understand, like, you know what I mean? You got people who just want to be around. All of a sudden, they're your cousin. They're your friend. They, hey, let's chill. Hey, let's do this. Let's do that. Like, you wasn't doing this before. I knew you for a long time. Like, you wasn't doing none of this. Now, all of a sudden, you want to be around, or now you got this crazy idea or whatever. Like, okay. And I'm very cordial, you know what I mean? I'm not really like stank, but people get put in a box. I could see right through people. So it's just like, okay, you go here. All right, you go here. And I see what you about. I just keep you at a distance. I keep it cool because I don't burn bridges, but I keep you at a distance. You can't come into the circle, you know what I mean? So
yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying, man. People gotta be all right with it.
It's never personal.
People got to be okay with their growth, and growth come at a different time. You know what I mean? When I graduated college, the person in front of me was 5 years younger. The person behind me was like 20 years older. You know what I mean?
I mean, so I graduated before.
You got it. You got it. You got it. What's
you graduated?
Yeah, but I graduated with honors.
I did too. Thank you very much. All the D-list and all of that.
Uno cum laude. That's what they said about it.
Summa cum laude. Summa cum laude, motherfucker.
Uno. I was in the Japanese.
Shout out to the dropout. Shout out to the lunchroom thing, nigga. That's all I was at, nigga. Find me a lunchroom place.
You gotta be honest with your growth, man.
Great ball chance.
You don't want me shooting in the gym.
The thing that...
Go ahead, girl.
The thing that like really grinds my gears when I see, you know, when anybody gets on, anything good happens to them. Somebody get married, somebody get engaged, somebody graduate college, somebody got their first hit record, somebody went viral on whatever. All that shit makes me feel good. Like, I just love seeing good shit happen to people. Because especially my people, as far as I'm concerned, one of us win, we all win. When one of us win, we all fucking win. And I think if people start putting that in their heads more, they'd appreciate how far people have come. And it's like, when anything good happens to somebody, the biggest friend of me, the biggest hater always comes back and takes you back 10 years.
Oh, man.
Reverse. Remember that time? He ain't all that now. Remember that time when this nigga was something? Or remember that time when she used to strip? Or remember that time when this bitch was so broke that she whatever? Like, yeah, that's what they grew through. You should be proud of it. That should be inspiring. There was a time this motherfucker wasn't on. There was a time they weren't where they are today, but they came out of that and went there. That should be so fucking motivational to you. If you can't find motivation, motivation in that, if you can't find motivation in that, you a fucked up person in the head.
And you protect your energy. Like, that's all energy. So if my friend is doing good, I got that energy around me. That's like, fact. People don't that realize that you do good, too. Yeah, yes, it should motivate you to do better. You
know what I mean?
Doctors like, got that's doctor energy. Friends, you know? Yes.
That's energy and that's good energy.
If you notice how cliques go, like, if how cliques are, there's never four successful person or one person doing bad.
Cliques? You saying cliques?
I'm saying clique because I got a fucking accent up from the alley. Leave me alone. Click, click, what?
You got it.
I bet you I can spell.
Go ahead.
I can fucking
That's
spell.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Go ahead. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, whenever you'll see when there are a group of people together, as one person comes on, they start triggering the other person, and the other person, the other person, and then everybody starts getting their pace and moving together. There's never really four millionaires and one person broke, because ain't no way you'd be around four millionaires and not be a millionaire yourself. You pick up their habits, you pick up their traits, you pick up their thing. Like, let me tell you, like, so when you see a friend get on, when you see a friend get on, you're supposed to praise that, because you know what? I am next.
Yep.
I am next. That's all it is. I am next. Yo, Tanya making wigs now. Like, Tanya figure out a way to make some money. Like, let me rub shoulders with Tanya. Let me see how Tanya thinks. What's her thought process? What make her start doing something else to generate a certain income? Instead of being this bitch and even all that anyway. I know somebody else who make better wigs than her. I know somebody else who probably charge half the price. Like, it's all about how you position it and how you look at the situation. And when you look at something, you see somebody you know. It's different if you don't know somebody. But when you see somebody you know get on, you're supposed to be so fucking happy, because you know what? That's somebody in my neighborhood that makes the achievement way more real. It makes it feel like it's way more attainable. Even something as simple as, like, for example, for me, I'm in school and I'm studying math, and for me personally, I'm doing it for myself. And I never used to talk about when I was enrolled in college, because I always felt like in social media, people probably thinking I'm showing off or I'm better than everybody else. But somebody said, Makisha, listen to me. There are not a lot of black women doing math, and there's a reason for that. They don't see the image enough. They don't think black women can do it. So you're a black person, people relate to you. You need to start speaking more of what you're doing. And there are gonna be people who think you're talking too much or think you're showing off, but there are gonna be one or two people be like, you know what? If Tanya could do it, I could do it too. And a lot of people come to me, it's like, yo, T, you inspire me so much. I got a friend who got a job the other day. I hadn't spoken to him in months. He came to me, he got a job. He's like, Tanya, thank you. I'm like, what the fuck I did? He's like, Tanya, you motivate me every day by just how you move and how you put your image out there. So he took it in a good way, but like, come on, you see somebody doing good, like, y'all gotta suck up all that fucking good juju. Take all that good juju in. Take all that shit in.
You be mad motivation. Juju. I'd be motivated by you if you wasn't like an immigrant, though.
You're American.
I'm like, I respect this shit.
But that's how it's supposed to be. But it doesn't even matter.
They born to work hard.
Shut the fuck up. It don't even matter.
Immigrants always got mad jobs. I don't care. Yeah, born in Guyana. Supposed to be a grind.
Born and raised. Born and raised. I came here when I was 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I heard the little.
We're born here, so you know, we have an American, vibe. But I mean, ultimately, I really respect what she's saying, because, again, like I said, that's why you gotta stop hanging around broke people and people that's not motivated, because
just people that are not motivated. Don't say broke people.
No. When I say broke, you know what? I'm using it wrong, because I don't mean.
You could be broke mentally. You could be broke.
Let me tell you something. I respect grind more than money.
There you go.
Yo, I see people that grind and motivates me. Today, I just sent it. Y'all know Inky Johnson? No? Anybody? No. It's a football player that paralyzed his whole right side on one hit. It was about to make millions of dollars. Mm. 10 plays. 10 minutes away from being a millionaire. Played for Tennessee. Paralyzed his whole right side. You know what I'm saying? From right arm, upper body. He's going around giving inspirational speeches. And it's all about, you only as strong as who you're around. It's that simple. It's that simple.
You out of company.
300 in the movie, right?
Yes.
Wasn't backing down for nothing. I'm never going to submit. Mm-hmm. People are so weak that they just submit to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a king. This is what I feel in my heart. I feel like I'm going to be a billionaire. This is what I feel. I really feel this way, that I'm going to be, no matter what happens, I'm going to be a billionaire. I only need to be around people that think the same.
Exactly.
This whole podcast need to feel like they're the next Breakfast Club and bigger.
Hello,
not,
that's all we saying. Get down with Hefe.
No, seriously.
We
if not, get them out of here. We don't need one person that's thinking anything other, because that's one person's going to slow us down.
Right. You understand? Need as strong as
you.
Yes,
I'm telling you. No, seriously.
Shit, my
seriously, I'm having a strong, I'm in a car just talking to my dogs about, you only as strong as the person behind. And I know we use that and we just, and we like, oh, nah, I don't want to pound out one unmotivated motherfucker for the rest of my life.
I don't
life.
Even want to be around that energy.
High, and I just want to go because I don't even want that shit to rub off on me. I don't want energy. It. I don't want no parts of it. And I don't care how people say they feel about me or whatever. I don't care about that anymore. Because you know why? I got to feed a family, you understand? And I'm all about growth. If you're not about growth, then I got to, it's bye. It's that simple. It's that simple. So if we don't got the Breakfast Club embedded on our mind, I don't even want to be here and host, I mean, helping and talking about it. Right, you know what I'm saying? I come here on the show for my dog, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with both of them. You know what I'm saying? If I felt like they weren't trying, they weren't motivated, I wouldn't be here. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because they're looking at me like, hey, what's this? And I'm going, hey, listen, my dogs. Hey, your dogs what? They're about that work. I don't know y'all, but I know them. And I know that anybody they're around, it's that simple. It's that simple. Let's win. Let's get this W. It's all about motivating each other and getting this money, man. Fact. For real, it's that simple.
Like you said, like at the end of the day, all boils down to your work ethic as well. We can have all these dreams.
Yes, sir.
We can have all these put dreams, it into all action. This aspiration. We gotta, ma'am. If we want to be the next Breakfast Club, we gotta act like we're the next work. Breakfast Club. We gotta talk like we're the next Breakfast Club.
And we have to be. And we have to be okay with the people that don't support us.
Because
our focus should be on the people.
But when
that
you protecting your energy, when you protecting your energy, and you know you all about growth and your focus, all that shit don't matter. You don't even, like, I tell people all the time.
A lot of times entrepreneurs focus on that. They focus on people that's not supporting. I don't give a fuck about that.
All the time. I tell people all the time, I'm like, look, you have those people who they think, just as an example, you have all of those people who think that, oh my God, this person is hating on me. This person don't like me.
Oh,
this
I
person
hate that
this
shit.
And this person
I
that, oh,
it.
They was, oh, they subbing me and blah, 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 blah.
Fucking energy.
And I had a friend, but like an associate that was like that. This person hating on me. Maybe it's you. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure there are people that hate on me, but I don't see it because it's not around me. All of the people that's around me, we all uplift each other. We're all positive. We all making sure each other's good. You good? You good? Yeah, I'm good. If I got three friends, if it's three of us, if he's upset, we motivating him. If you upset, we motivating you. If I'm upset, y'all motivating me. That's how that works. You are the company that you keep.
Yo, I just told my dogs, every day I ain't gonna have the juice. Every day I'm not gonna have that unk to say, let me get out and let's go. And I need you to come and say, hey,
get your ass up.
Go in the studio.
Yep.
It just happens. We're human.
You need that.
You need the man.
You need people that keep
you.
You
just talking about that in the car just now.
I'm all about positive energy and surrounding myself with people who are positive and who want to go places. That's my goal. Like, I'm all about growth, whether that's emotionally, whether that's physically, whatever it is. Let's be better than we were yesterday.
And focus on the people that is support.
Get rid of all your frenemies, man. That's exactly what last night was about. Celebrating everybody was in our good company, getting them drunk for free.
Like, you know what I mean?
People I never met in my life and just wanted to be around because they appreciate support.
If you didn't come, you missed out.
Big fact.
You definitely missed out.
You're not supporting us.
There's enough brown holy water for everybody.
Yeah, that's
enough brown holy water for everybody.
That is a figgity figgity fact. Well, we're going to jump to that next one. Let's go. Like I said, we randomly...
Keep the fuckery going.
Yeah, we randomly just jumping around fuckery, all different topics. And let's talk about open relationships.
Oh, God, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my fucking started cheesing.
What's happening to you?
Could you be in an open relationship? And do you think more relationships would be better if they went by some of those open relationship rules?
I talk a lot today.
He's mad drunk. I've been quiet today.
Go ahead, Danny.
Get started, Danny.
No, I don't think that is a great idea,
you couldn't be in an open relationship.
No. Definitely not.
For the people, what is an open relationship? First of all, what is an open relationship?
My definition? A relationship, an open relationship to me is a relationship in which you can date other people.
Correct.
No.
And be honest about it.
No. Okay. You can't do it.
Not date other people, but like...
You're fucking other people.
Have sex with people. Like, I'm like, yo, babe, I just seen this girl. If I'm in a relationship... She look good. I think I'm a fucker.
No, we could do it together.
Like that.
That's a fact. Danny.
She didn't even have a threesome yet, right?
Oh, no,
she that's never, she never cool. confirmed or denied. Oh, but
I'm not for the open relationship. No, you can't just be going that's over there. Whether you, oh no,
that's how people that makes AIDS.
Yeah, like no, you AIDS never know, and people don't be a like people don't be 100% honest. Yo, shut his mic off. Shut his mic off.
No. He said that people get A's in May. He said people get A's in May, guys. People get A's in May, okay?
What?
What? Yo, stay right there.
What is his problem? No, no.
People get AIDS in May, he said, guys.
Shit. Finale,
you don't do that at all. People get AIDS in May.
No,
people get AIDS in May.
No,
guys.
I'm not with an open relationship. If it's me and you, that's it. That's how you start a family. Like, I'm going to start a family with somebody and be in an open relationship. What am I teaching my kids about, like, stability and making something work with two people?
Well, what you're teaching your kids is that you have choices.
You
that, that's one. You do have choices. All right, that's good, right?
I'm too emotional, I can't do it, I'm just bringing this one person home with you out for the time, you know what it is like
for some men, not all, it's some men that don't give a fuck, but for me, like, I care, like, you know what I mean, I care.
Jerry
so
cares.
I can't be like I'm trying to be the best me. Every time I go inside a bedroom, I gotta put on a great performance. I want her to be like,
yes. Now you got competition.
Nigga,
that's
sway
in
the
open relationship.
Now you're in an open relationship.
I don't like that. Listen, nobody's getting mine. Look, exactly. Listen, nobody's getting mine, and I want you to want nobody to get yours.
Exactly.
Because then what are we? What is sacred about it?
Exactly.
Yeah? So I don't want the pussy to just be on the table. Anytime you out, you can just give it up and come and tell me. How do I really feel about you? You know what I'm saying?
No, it definitely limits you.
This is not a whorehouse. But yeah, Zachy,
it limits you.
I don't want to do everything to you. I'm not going to do all that if I can't have it on something. I don't want to be spitting your ass. You thinking about how Tyrone's spitting your ass. Nah, I ain't going to do that.
You got too much going on.
Nah. I want that ass
that's
to be
your
mine.
Friend. You going to get your friend? He's not my friend today. He's your friend today. My nigga, like, stop.
He over there like, what? Look,
you no, don't say that. Stop. In May. Stop it.
Stop saying May.
We don't use that. We
what
need
we're saying is that open relationship.
I don't think I could be in an open relationship.
Yeah, no way. We all agree.
If I was in love with you.
It don't limit. It does.
I'm not eating your pussy if another nigga fucking you,
and
too.
And nobody wants to give a guy head. But y'all cheat all the time. Guys don't cheat all the time. Women cheat a lot.
Women are single and trying to find a man to pay all the bills. So y'all
go
on mad hoping to find
really?
Him.
We ain't doing that. That is not what's happening.
We know we got dates. We know we got to work, nigga. You said women are what? I'm always at work. Yeah, you know what I mean? Women is out here trying to find they stuff. They trying so hard to be on Basketball Wives or fucking Love and Hip Hop.
That's a fact.
Yo, you always, not every woman is like that. Stop generalizing us, because you know not every woman.
90% is.
Not me.
Fat.
So shut the fuck up.
And
I'm sober.
Shut the fuck up, though, with that Gatorade. You don't want no part.
Why are you single now? Listen, it's no man gonna pay your bills like that.
Why you single now?
No man gonna pay your bills like that.
You know my life?
Talk
nice. Do you know my life?
Talk nice.
Do you know my life?
You don't
know my life? You don't know my life.
You over here being too gangster.
No, you don't know my life, bro.
You're too gangster.
You definitely don't know my life.
That's a cousin of 40s.
Fuck y'all niggas.
You Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You be drinking St. Ives.
Nah, I'm not the,
order,
the fuck
ordering
niggas,
crab legs. Can I get extra crab legs?
Get the crab legs and go.
She over here in the supermarket. She ain't even paying for them shit. She over here having a crab leg.
I can't stand you.
Be a woman. Order some shrimp, motherfucker. Be a little cute with a little shrimp. Hold it like this.
Nah, son. Y'all niggas got me wearing crab legs, though.
She want to crack it with her teeth.
Now, so you
I didn't think of it.
Except me for who I am.
Yeah,
she got all that motherfucking what's this shit? Obey on her lip and move.
Man, butter left over. It's not a shot.
Y'all just spent 10 minutes.
Nah, they shot it. Nah, we trying to help you.
This is the last show. This is the fucking
man. We want to get a man.
You don't know what's going on in my life. Next season, we want you to have a
man. Season two, we want a man in your life.
You don't know what man is in my life. Neither one of y'all.
You're single, Danny. Stop it, all right? Your outfits are not
Danny, elite. Fuck these niggas, all right? Danny, fuck these niggas, Danny.
Your outfits are at a 65.
Let's be clear.
Your outfits are at a 65.
I had three
outfits for yesterday. And I decided on the third one.
You should never let black
win. I decided on the third one. You understand?
You should never let black win.
I'm not fucking with black.
But you know, it's greatness.
I'm not fucking with black.
Yo, BFCC had a lot of all-stars, dog.
We was all, man.
DJ Booth. Son,
God bless
you.
Bless the dad, my dog, Raw.
You already know.
Raw, my man. Rest in peace, Raw. That's a fact.
My son Cash in the back. You know what I'm saying?
You went to BFCC?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Lunchroom gang. You the case of the lunchroom, you know. Exactly.
I was minding my business.
Nah.
That's all right. Lunchroom gang. You outfits. Thought she was a good girl.
Niggas
I had mad
fly.
Outfits just like I had mad valid. Kicks, you and you ain't fucking with me
then.
On that. You Red already know.
Red Hook
is always valid. Let's be clear wherever valid. We go. Walking don't make me get tough on you.
Y'all wasn't that valid. Runway. Danny, you was Harlem shaking. Say I'm lying. You was Harlem shaking.
Hey, let's
look at you trying to get a man.
Let's get
I had a man you didn't even know you were in. I had a man in BMCC.
We wasn't
I had a man in BMCC.
You had on diesels.
That's why I wasn't checking for you. Never.
We wasn't really
never.
Fucking with you back then.
I was very fly in BMCC.
You was
always.
Not that.
No,
you
was
not
that.
I was.
I
hear
you.
And my kick game was always on point, speedy. Just like it's always.
Did you come to like Brooklyn versus Queens and all that shit? You came to those games? Nah, you're not fucking what?
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't valid. She wasn't valid back then.
I'm mad at you, D. I was
doing a lot. Like, I was, you know what I mean? I'm a workaholic.
I get it.
So, and I had just had a kid.
Oh, okay.
So, I was doing a lot. I was making sure I was graduating. I was working. I was doing mad shit.
Because the niggas that was going wasn't making sure we graduated.
And that's why they were still there. I graduated on time. I graduated.
I know why I didn't give a fuck about graduating.
I did 6 years in junior college, nigga. I'm a 6 year junior college, nigga. I'm like, what's that nigga?
That's what everybody wanted braids. Especially had braids back then.
That's a fact.
Everybody
had the cool braids.
He had the braids. Nah, everybody wanted braids.
Listen, I was trying to graduate.
Rod never cut his shits off.
No, he did.
Oh, later. He cut his shits off.
Black always wants to call somebody getting fly when you know you're not
fly. I mean, you know.
Black always wants to fly.
Black will fly. 35,000.
Yo, listen.
Black 35,000.
My son keep being real right now.
35,000.
You know what? I'm going to give you. You held your own.
I do.
Yesterday. You did hold your own yesterday.
He killed you yesterday.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest with
you. I don't even ask him about this nigga.
I said,
that's my jacket, bro.
Yeah.
The part that actually hurts me is that I got too many outfits. I'm trying to help her.
Let's be clear. I wasn't even in my regular element. You know what I mean? I wasn't even in my tomboy element because he knows when it comes to guys' clothes and shit like that, he's not fucking with me. That's point blank period. I came like a young lady, had on some shoes or whatever, and I did what I had to do. Now he knows that
woman,
if I would have shut
a woman
up,
sometimes.
I do gotta be, and I had no problem with that.
So you can be fly as a woman.
He knows.
Think like a man.
I did.
And she was shopping in different places.
Black knows that he's not fucking with me. You're not fucking with me on my kick game. You're not fucking with me on my swag. It's just not. You don't even wear your hats right, bro. So it don't even really matter what the situation is. You're not
right.
But I'm gonna let you have it though.
Right.
I'm gonna let you have it. You can. I'm gonna let you,
you
be great though.
That's right. No, why she said that to you like that?
I be wearing my shit like
Nick Cannon. You wear shit like Nick Cannon. You know how Nick Cannon be wearing his hat like this? Like that shit be fucking killing me. Like I'm gonna slap this shit right off your head. Like what are you doing? I taught you better than this.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Right. That's a big part of your swag.
It is. Daniel, it is.
She meant that shit.
I've been in the air. Like, I've been in the air, my nigga. I need my fucking hairline trying to come back. So I need... LeBron said, give your hair.
Your man got a shape up, and he has no hairline, but got a shape up on the side, bro.
Me and you go to the same barber, though. Yeah, man.
But it's all right. Yeah, I got a Caesar, but my shit still be on fleek. It's regardless of fact. I got a hairline.
Let's see. Take the wig off.
No, why?
Take the snap on. Snap on, snap on. You do it. You do it for the fucking. Oh, shit. Take it off. Take it off.
Snap that shit off, man.
It's good. Oh, y'all messing up my wig.
We see.
They know your shit. Fuck, take that
my
shit off.
My shit good,
man.
Whether I got a wig on or I don't
have
a wig on.
You have to show the wig. You have to show the season.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's not one of Tanya wigs either.
No.
There's no front closure on that one.
No front closure. I'm all good. Be all bangs.
I got front closure and baby hair right now. Tanya wigs coming front closure and baby hair.
Tanya got them good baby
and
hairs,
some gym,
though.
And some gym. Styling gym.
Gym, bro. Nah, I'm weak.
I just come with some good wave grease. Just let my wave spin.
I just be minding my fucking business, bro. I don't be saying nothing. I'm being a good girl.
My hair's growing.
Shoot first, ask questions last. Yo, this is it. This is the last 10 minutes of our show, so you might as well just talk shit, yo, because we not going to no more topics.
So wait, back to the outfits. Like, no one noticed a bitch had a tease out and I was glistening in the moonlight.
Yo, can I
see
this?
You look
good. We did.
You look good.
She had on see-through.
You want to show tiger print shirt you got on?
She had on see-through everything. See, yeah, everything
was, now, Tanya fit last night was good.
That bitch was glistening in the moonlight.
Like
niggas over there talking about babe shirts.
I like how
Tanya
your man moved.
Fit last night was good. She had a good
nigga
shirt.
Said, Tanya, I like how your man moved. Like you wear, letting you wear shit off of all them other men.
Yo.
Oh, no, you know the cookie times too?
She be talking about you all the time.
Oh,
she be on the show talking about you.
I'm sorry, Cookie, but she definitely got the biggest crush on you. Y'all don't tell it.
Remember one time I hit you up. I was like, yo, this girl really like you. This girl, remember that?
I remember that, bro. I'm not even dragging it, bro.
And you was like, yo, chill, what you talking about? I'm like, this girl like this girl. What that, you know what I mean?
I remember that.
She said she can make all your sisters a wig. She said she can make all your sisters a wig. Whatever you need. This is her.
Tanya was be on point,
that's
though.
Tanya.
So now she want to be shot now.
Yo, where's that picture of Tanya last night, though?
Oh, let me show you. Tanya
fit was
good. Danny said, oh, let me show you.
Tanya shit was good. You had a cat suit on?
Yeah. Yes, I had a cat suit on. A see-through cat suit.
She
I was glistening.
Stomach sucked in all night. Her shit was there.
My bitch couldn't breathe, but I was
all her measurements looked on point last night.
I'm not coming to America first.
She had a drink. All her measurements was on point last night. Cookie standing by, standing guard.
Cookie
and
wasn't
shit.
Going nowhere. Cookie ain't moved.
He was chilling though, man.
That's Cookie on the right side of you?
Nah. Cookies in the
video. Tanya came to play
last night.
I'm sorry, Cookie.
I was
you
playing
know you
no
my
games
guy.
Niggas, I cool. thought we had outfit wars. Niggas didn't even fucking include
nah,
me.
You,
shit.
I mean, shit, she ain't kind of win.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Now,
like,
I want to see what the fuck Black had on because, I mean,
Black has
elite.
Black was a jacket. Listen,
it wasn't the outfit. It was the jacket.
No, it was the
jacket.
Jacket.
Yeah,
when you,
that's
when you
the guys. I really wanted a jacket. That's
crazy.
Really what it was.
He,
I wanted the jacket.
I was in the club. Black can take a jacket of all night. Nigga sweat. Nigga like Peggy was in the fourth quarter.
You never sacrifice swag.
You
never sacrifice swag. Never. You got to deal with it.
Listen, I got the car washed for no reason. Like, I thought the car was going in the club. Like, I had the car wash for no reason. Like, oh, man. It was that time, man. But I'm happy everybody had a great time.
I'm dragging this shit till February next month.
I really like her.
You like the approach that she took.
I like the direction that she went.
The
direction.
The GPS.
She's going. I really like.
Sorry, Cookie, it's time
to
go.
Sexy, right. I like that.
It was a combination of things. Like, okay.
And then she even did the hair to the side, the provocative look during the picture.
Right.
I love
all
the
that
way.
Danny has some shit too.
It's like.
Where is it at, Danny? Let me see, Danny.
And a certain
black. I don't have no pictures.
Black has
Danny
black Frank. Has some
Danny
I
had on butter soft leather.
I
really put it together.
Butter soft leather with a good vintage. I don't have it. Sorry.
Nobody took a picture. Danny, y'all didn't take a group picture?
Nah,
I'm mad at y'all.
Yo, we
took
so
like
we
videos
up,
and shit.
Like,
we did take pictures. Y'all just ain't notice. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers.
No, we took pictures, but we gotta see it on.
I took
pictures.
Oh, somebody
gotta
send it to y'all.
Yeah. I wasn't like really out
you
there.
You one of them, I know that you know how to dress pretty because you know what you're doing, but you just not comfortable in doing that. So you like, ah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You'd rather be jeans, sneakers. I already know. Yeah.
She wanted to be both.
But those be the ones.
She wanted me to think like a man.
On the other side. Yeah. That's the ones that get busy on the other side. I know the type. I know the type.
Yeah, she just needs a man to dick her down. She can be all right.
Son, he been advocating for that. He been a man all season.
He been trying to get a man.
Until she get a man, I'm shooting. I'll tell you that right now. Ronnie number one. Ronnie on the list.
Hey, yo, we at the end of the show, man. This was a good,
you're stupid.
Dope ass.
I couldn't even ask about a fucking open relationship. Y'all foul, yo.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear shit. Cause she with Cookie, but she like her shit open.
She talking about
next season. I said, you opening up, nigga.
Lord Jesus.
She's trying to hand it over to you. Had to ask.
He's
trying to quit paying you pussy.
I'm currently in the open relationship now. Wink.
She's trying to quit paying the pussy.
Body got it. Body. You got it. You got the money. Me don't give it. Body.
Oh, my God. Every time y'all drink, y'all cannot.
We ain't gonna tell.
Yo, we had another show, man. It was a dope ass season, man. We'll see y'all in January. Everybody give their shout outs. Let's go, Tyler. What you got?
Yo, so I'm gonna take it out. First and foremost, thanks to all the fans. Thanks to everybody who's been supporting us from day one. Biggest shout is gonna go out to my Cookie, to my Nico. I just wanna say I'm proud of you and everything that you're doing. He's about to officially launch his mobile auto spa. It's gonna be up and running in a few weeks. I won't be here during the season to tell you when it officially launches, but look out for his coming. He's been doing a really good job. Black got his car wash. A lot of my friends got their car wash. My boy at a point, he don't even fucking advertise no more. He don't even wait for a post. He's like, I'm washing. I can't even get him for the entire day because he's that busy. I just want to say, once again, I'm proud of you. This was coming next. BGT is going to be launched in January, so I'll be able to talk about that then. Thanks, everybody who supported me, everybody who's paid them invoices, everybody who's shopping my website, everybody who's been fucking with me. I want to thank you guys so much. And thanks to the team, man. Thanks for having me, being a part of this.
You're welcome.
I think I had a choice too, you know. But thank you to the team. Thanks for the energy. Thanks for just pushing me to do something extra that I'm already doing. And I love it. I love coming here. I look forward to my Sundays. Look forward to our discourse. I look forward to when we agree and even more when we disagree. But the hit shot. Here's the next season, man. It's going to be nothing but big and better. So thanks, Danny.
You're single. Daniel? Go ahead.
Danny
talk
fucking.
Talk to the men in the comments.
Danny fucking. I don't care what
y'all
say.
Tell them about yourself.
What you say?
We know Danny she fucking. We just need somebody to wipe her.
She getting a regular dick too. Like, not Danny even on Sunday.
Not in the butt, though. Not in the butt.
She needs some calm on a Sunday.
Danny getting too much like missionary. She need like
thick, though.
That's you still saying.
I don't
look that right.
Supposed to be working out.
Danny ass like getting mad plump. Like, she be getting that.
She throwing
Tanya trying to fuck you, but
apparently I'm not her type. I don't know.
Tanya, you throwing that shit in a circle?
She not your type?
I didn't say anything, but shout out to everybody who's been watching. Shout out to my team. I really love you guys. You guys motivate me in more ways than you know, all y'all. Just shout out to my friends who hold me down all the time and listen to my antics and my attitude and everything else. Just keep watching. Follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments later. I ain't really paying attention to them, so.
Okay, Fresh, what's up, man? Love your shout-outs.
Talking about the music.
Shout-out to, man. Brown Holy Water, man. I appreciate y'all. This podcast, man. For real talk, man. I appreciate when motherfuckers is really working hard and trying to get shit done instead of sitting around waiting for everybody to do it for them. Y'all here working, man. I appreciate that. That's why I'm here.
You know, shout out to everybody supporting me, Fresher, as an artist, man. Like I said, for everybody that say I'm not working hard enough, listen to me carefully. PH is coming with this project the top of the year. I'm so excited. I've never worked harder. Right now, I'm crossing over to my new situation. You know, sometimes situations hold you back. So right now, I'm gearing up to get into my new situation. Big surprise is coming, man. Like, when y'all hear about who album I'm on, y'all going to go crazy. And just look out for me, top of the year, man. We going crazy. Got the new record out, Radio. We're going to push it real hard going into the next year. Just support me, man, for real. I'm a real good guy. PH
and again, everybody, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for always being down for us. brownholywaterpodcast.com. Get your shirts, hoodies, everything. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in January, top of the year. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody. Stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Stay prosperous. Do your thing. And Handsome15 Instagram. Well, I'm not even on Instagram. I'm on another spiritual journey. I'll see y'all again next year. I'm on another spiritual journey, so I'll see y'all again next year. But everybody, just be safe. You know what I'm saying? Live life, have fun, and enjoy it, you know? Brown Holy Water Season 2, January, top of the year. We gonna do this big, all right? Later, y'all. Bye. Take us out.
Oh, my God.
It's your boy, Black Success. As you look at me right now, you're probably thinking to yourself, how does he do it? How does he pull this off on a day-by-day basis? I'm going to tell you this. In order to get fly, it's all about pieces, right? So you got to get your pieces individually. You understand? It's not like you can't get a whole outfit every day, every week you get a whole outfit. No, it's all about pieces. You get an elite piece every chance you get. And sooner or later, you'll be ready to go out. You'll have too many outfits. You'll be like, damn, when do I get the weirdest? When do I get to? And that's where it's at. I had 3 outfits yesterday. But I want to give a special shout out to my man, KK, a.k.a. Fresher. Definitely always been a humble dude, cool dude. Came out, showed us love.
We appreciate you.
Christmas Eve, we're having an ugly sweater party at Taj in the city. And then New Year's Eve, you know, every year, annually, we at Club Lust. Holla at your boy, Black Success. GMT Rolex when I bow flex, so you already know what it is.
Yo, can you stop giving this light-skinned
eye? Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Like, you're not light-skinned.
I'm trying to be cute. I do this.
Yeah. It's about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.